WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that the art of lieder singing keeps losing ground, so it's worth noting when a singer comes along with a special talent for the art song. Today, Lloyd is singing the praises of a new recording by the young Danish baritone Boye Skofes.
The art of lieder singing requires special talents. An opera singer can often get away with having only a big and beautiful voice. Acting ability helps, but some opera stars obviously don't even understand the words they're singing. But lieder singers are singing poems. They have to understand not just the lines themselves, but also what lies between them. The voice, of course, needs to be big and beautiful, but the singer also has to have the technical capacity to scale it down. Lieder singers are usually addressing either a single individual, a lover, or more often a lost lover, or themselves. The bigger the outburst, the lonelier the singer. The greatest lieder singers have a kind of speaking quality in their voices. They're not just singing, but talking in music about their most intimate feelings. In a funny way, they mustn't seem to be singing at all. So it's great news that on a new album of Wolf and Korngold settings of poems by the 19th century Silesian poet Joseph von Eichendorff, the Danish operatic baritone, Boye, or Bo Skofes, fulfills all the demands of first-rank lieder singing. And in Helmut Deutsch, he has an ideal accompanist, a sensitive pianist who also loves to tell a good story. Listen to Unfall, Mishap, a song about someone who is shot at during his night prowling and falls on his nose. His assailant only laughs at his dismay. It's Cupid.
Ich ging bei Nacht einst über Land, ein Bürschlein traf ich draußen. Das hat nen Stutzen in der Hand und zielt auf mich voll Grausen. Ich renne, da ich mich erbos, auf ihn in vollem Rasen. Da drückt das kecke Bürschlein los. Gesicht, dass mich angeschossen. Cupido war der kleine Wicht. Das hat mich sehr verdrossen.
Skofes and Deutsch capture not only Wolf's subtle word painting, but his deep nostalgia, the melancholy that underlies all his comedy, his poignant sense of irony. Self-mockery always lurks just beneath his shimmering and mysterious surfaces. Korngold has far less ironic detachment. He wears his softer sentiments and melodrama on a velvet sleeve.
Ein leises Singen in dem Garten heute Nacht. Wie wenn laue Lüfte gingen, süße Glöcklein unerwacht.
Skofes doesn't have the plushest or richest sound compared to such remarkable American baritones as Sanford Silvan or James Maddalena, but it has a kind of gleam in it, a fire. He also has the good judgment to make his first major album from wonderful material on a road less traveled by. And that makes all the difference.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new Sony recording of Wolf and Korngold songs sung by Danish baritone Bo Skofis. He'll be performing with the Boston Symphony at Tanglewood on July 7th.